This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up on the website. There's so much going on up there, and I mean it. And you know what? It helps you get involved in the conversation. You wait till we get rolling. You'll see what I mean. Also, we have a live chat room up there. Again, smarter people than I in the chat room. If you really want to get a feel for what's going on, you know, check out what they're saying. Check out what they're doing. Is everything on? I feel like I'm forgetting something. Good, thank you. I'm glad somebody around here has a brain. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do so much. Hey, our mad black man from Baltimore joins us. I don't know. We all know Corey Duncan. And I love it because when I get him going, I could actually, when we got him going, I could pretty much leave the room. And he would be all over it. I wouldn't even have to worry about it anymore. So he's going to join us next hour after the break. And, you know, I was having an argument with somebody. They got very upset with me over something I said last night. And they started to poke at me on Twitter. I don't let anybody just poke at me for no reason. And what they tried to tell me was, or were they on my case for, because I was talking about some of the black issues. Remember how I told you that as a white man, apparently, I can't talk for any human beings, not a one? Right? Do you find that kind of asinine? I do. So what they told me basically was, I couldn't talk about black issues. And, you know, one of the things that I had to admit to is that we needed black reparations. I'm like, really? I didn't own any slaves. My parents didn't own any slaves. My grandparents didn't own any slaves. In fact, my grandparents came here from Italy. So I'm trying to figure out what portion of my reparation, what would my portion of reparations be? Maybe they don't mean money. Yeah, okay. It's the government has to do it. I get it. All right, yeah. And then they went on to say, talk about poking somebody on purpose even. They went on to say how the South was built on the back of blacks. Well, that's great. I never lived in the South. Nothing, even if I did, I don't own a plantation. I don't know anybody who owns a plantation. I don't know anybody who owns a tobacco company. I mean, the only thing I'd have to say to that person, get educated. How about that? Why don't you do that? Why don't you go back to school and get educated? And then what they said, because they got mad at me, was that we are paying, they considered the money that we send to Israel every year reparations also. So my attitude is, well, if that's the case, then I guess we make reparations to China, Japan, Russia. I mean, we're sending grant money, we're sending tax money to pretty much every country on the face of the planet. And, you know, we're trying to make, she was, I think it's a she. That's, I got a feeling it was a she, the person I was arguing with. And last I heard, we were the only nation, either one of or the only nation, that is spending boatloads of money, buku bucks in Africa, to help curb the stem or the problem with AIDS. Well, why we're doing that, I don't know. How does that affect us? I know what it is. We feel bad for what we did to the black community 150, 200 years ago, whatever. This person's out of their minds. So I sent it to Corey, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about it when he comes on the show later on. But those are the kind of conversations that, you know, I usually try to stay away from them because there is no way to win. You know what I'm saying? There's no way you're going to make anything happen there. And it makes me nuts because even when you're trying to have an honest conversation with them, what do they start yelling? Yeah, ghoul, racist, bigot. Now, I couldn't get homophobe out of them because we weren't talking on those lines. I'm sure if I brought something like that up, it would have been all over, right? Seriously. So, I don't know. This world has been turned around. Seriously, the world has been turned around. I've always said the deal is this. The Mayans were correct when they said that life on this planet as we knew it would be over in 2012. And I think in December of 2012, while we were all sleeping, I think the Earth stopped and started turning in the opposite direction. That's just my own personal opinion. And for you guys who believe in aliens and you've been abducted, you're with me, right? I mean, we're all on the same page there. And that was another thing somebody brought up with me today. Yeah, get me going, right? So we were having a conversation about God. This person believes in aliens. Whatever you believe in is fine. So I said, I'm kind of confused here. you believe in something that you can't touch, you can't prove, all right, that you have no evidence of other than conversation from people. And don't give me that Area 51 garbage. We'll deal with that on the other side of the break. I'll leave you hanging for a little bit. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on a daily basis, sending me emails, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. I started talking in the last break segment, whatever you want to call it. I was talking to somebody today about God and what have you. I mean, today for me, it's a daily conversation with someone. You know, whether I believe in that hoo-hoo stuff or hooky stuff or what have you. And so in the conversation with the guy, we were talking about, you know, I said, all right, so you believe in aliens. You believe that there's other life out there. You can't prove it. You even said you can't prove it. And You can't put your finger on an incident. You can't give me anything that says this is real. And yet, the scientific community thinks that I'm a little off if I don't believe in aliens. Because what says that there aren't any? And yet, I should be put in a straitjacket for believing in God. I mean, we've heard this a million times, right? We've all read stories that that if you believe in God, there's something wrong with you. Right? So, I say to you guys that you believe in aliens, you don't believe in God, you think we're whacked if we believe in God, but you're perfectly sane for believing in aliens. And if I wanted to bring God down to that level, which I don't like to do, but heck, you want to line them up? You got no proof in either one, right? You can't touch either one. Now, you want to point to the pyramids? You want to point to all these crazy things from thousands and thousands of years ago? Still no proof. You're just speculating. And I say, look around. Look at the universe. You're telling me the universe is just a series of mistake after mistake after mistake, an explosion that went for... don't get me started. You evolution people, I love it. Again, you have more faith than Christians do. Do you know that? You believe that out of the vacuum of absolutely nothing, somehow, not one, somehow, two atoms, two somethings formed out of nothing, and then somehow in this vast universe of nothingness, these two somethings collided and created an energy force, an explosion that for billions of years has been creating this universe. Yeah, that takes no faith whatsoever. Pure science. And you can't prove any of it. Not one iota. You have no transitional fossils from the goo to anything else, from trees to some kind of living being, from one species to another. None. Absolutely zippo. But you're the sane one, and I'm the whacked one. In my own life, I've seen word I don't like to use that often, but what I would call miracles. And I ran over my own son, my oldest son, who's still alive, thank God. I ran over my own son when I was an electrical contractor in an electrical, in a truck. You know, you've seen them. The plumber's trucks, the electrician's trucks, they have the bins on the side, right? The ladder racks on the top. Yeah, he was 18 months old when I ran him over. Come on, give that some thought. And I could get into detail, but I'm not going to. All right? And we prayed for that kid. There was a group of us praying for him. Now, obviously, I'm his dad. I'm praying for him, too. And with all the blood, and I mean there was blood, with everything that went down, right? And one hospital sent me to another hospital because they said, we can't do anything, right? It's pretty bad. We can't do anything. We're not equipped to take care of children. So they flew him. They life flew him to Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. Now, think about the series that's going on here. Kids soaked in blood. Right? Go to the hospital. They're working on him. Can't do anything for him. He's got internal bleeding. Send him to Children's Hospital. And after 3 days of praying, we have some doctor comes out and tries to tell us, well, we're not so sure you ran him over. We think you just bumped him. And he scraped himself on the wall, you know, in the driveway. And that's where all the blood came from. Now, I want you to know something. And again, it's kind of weird for Dad to be talking about how bad he ran over his son, right? The kid's got an indentation in his chest today from where I ran him over. He never had one when he was a baby. Until I ran him over. Then he had an indentation in his chest. That's where I supposedly hit him with the bumper. All right? And that was for... Yeah. So he still got an indentation in his chest from that.
I forget the fact that it was
Yeah, right. And the babysitter was an eyewitness who actually, as I drove over the child, pulling into the driveway, started screaming that I was on the baby. Now, think of her poor choice of words. You're on the baby. My mind is my tire is on the baby. So what do? Yeah, because as a Messina, I have to do the job right. I back up and run him over again. I can laugh about it now. Let me tell you what, I wasn't very happy at the time. But I can't believe it. I want somebody in the medical world to explain that to me. You got one hospital sends him to another hospital. There's internal bleeding that they, not that they can't control, but they can't find. So they can't even find it to control it. He gets to the children's hospital. They've got him for hours and hours and hours. They're not telling us anything. I'm believing God for a miracle, and then when the doctor comes out and says, yeah, we can't find anything wrong with him. Whatever was bleeding internally has stopped. We don't know where the blood came from, coming from. Have a nice day. Isn't that wonderful? But they couldn't give God any glory. They couldn't say it might have been a miracle. Right? I mean, think about it. But heck, if I had said, the mothership showed up, all of a sudden it was this blue light. And it engulfed the baby. And it looked like the baby had been taken up into the ship. And like 5 minutes later, the baby was put back down the driveway. There was no blood and everything was fine. Everybody would be screaming the alien hallelujah verse. I don't know what that is, but it would be something like that. And it would be acceptable. But because God did it, nobody's interested. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man.
Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for joining me tonight here on The Real Side. You're listening on GSN Live or one of the 30-plus stations that we're out on. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take a poll. Lots going on up there. Lots happening up on that interweb thing. And if you head over to therealside.com, we have a live chat room. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A whole bunch of stuff going on as well. Man, we are going to have... I've got the mother load of just dumb stories. And why society... I mean, we should hear a flushing sound. Every time we talk about societal issues in this country, we are just so done. So we'll hit a couple of shorties. I don't even know where to start. There's like 30 stories up here. I love them all. But the one that I just ran across... was a liberal reporter. You know, the other day we had that, what was it, the one liberal reporter who said he got PTSD from firing a gun one time. One time. You think he's got adult panties, too? Seriously, you think he's got those adult diapers? He probably went with those on just in case. How do you get PTSD? Now, listen, I'm not saying that PTSD doesn't exist. Don't get me wrong. Not for somebody who fires a gun one time. The problem was much deeper and has been around much longer than the time it took him to fire one rifle shot. So what happens? Is he going to have to go hide in a safe space for the 4th of July? What's that going to do? You know, eventually we're going to have to stop doing the 4th of July because, you know, they do use, what is it, the quarter sticks of dynamite, right? I mean, they got some pretty massive explosions going on the 4th of July. So we have another liberal reporter who decides, hey, I'm going to show these conservatives. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to buy a gun. And show how easy it is to get one. Well, guess what? The bonehead got denied. As well he should have. Neil Steinberg, writer for the Chicago Sun-Times, saw how easy it was for other journalists to waltz into a gun shop and walk out with a child slaughtering full auto death machine, exactly like the one that the Navy Marine Rangers use. Now, where they got that information, I don't know. I don't know if anybody walked into a gun shop and has been able to walk out with a rifle that night. Right? Yeah, I mean, how about we let's stay on this planet when we're talking about these things. So he decided to try it himself. He's in Des Plaines, Illinois. Is that what it is? Yeah. Des Plaines, Illinois. I'm sorry. Only this didn't, it didn't quite go the way he thought. In addition to the mandatory 24-hour waiting period in Illinois, it turns out that Mrs. Steinberg has a troubled past of alcohol abuse and domestic violence, so he was denied. How's that make him feel, huh? And I'm sure he's very happy that now it's all over the place, that he has an alcohol problem and he beats people. But before he got that far, he was first faced with the same hurdles that other potential gun buyers are faced with. Right? Contradictory and unclear gun laws, as he wrote. I had trouble even figuring out whether to bring an assault rifle into Chicago is legal. The internet was contradictory. The Chicago Corporation Counsel's office punted me onto the black hole of silence. Bill McCaffrey, I found that Illinois has a 24-hour waiting period between buying and taking possession of a gun. Unearthing that fact alone made the exercise seem worthwhile. At least I was learning something. After chatting with one of the salesmen at the Maxon Shooters Supply about the different ARs and the options, Steinberg is asked to show his FOID card, which is apparently some kind of Star of David for gun buyers in Illinois. He decided on a Smith & Wesson M&P 15 Sport, one of the lower-end models that lacks a lot of the features and quality of a standard AR. Steinberg tossed out the normal rhetoric with driving to Maxon's, the whole gun debate clarified in a bold relief. There is a danger of the gun itself, and there is a danger of the gun protecting you from another. Now, another divide, which danger you feel is greater, decides which side of the divide you live on. Now, being fact-based, I know you buy a gun. The person you're most likely to shoot statistically is yourself and your family. More preschoolers are killed by guns than our police officers, nor do I need the sense of security, though false it may be that guns bring. I live in Northbrook, where the criminal danger is remote. My boys laugh at us for locking the doors. I don't plan on keeping the gun a second longer than I have to for this column. You know, there's been a lot of people all over the country that felt that way. We never had to lock our doors. I don't know how the neighbors and their five kids got slaughtered. Because you're not the only one in your neighborhood. Unless, of course, this guy lives in one of those gated communities with security guards and armed patrols. That could be. I mean, these guys are hypocrites over and over and over again. Now, the gun shop didn't know who he was. When it came time to make the purchase, Rob, the clerk with the tattoos. Now, see, why did he have to call that out? Got a little preconceived notion, does he? When it came time to make the purchase, Rob, the clerk with tattoos, handed me over to Mike, who gave his name, shaking my hand. I gave mine. He said, the writer? If I wanted to lie as part of my job, I'd gone into public relations. Yes, I said, explaining that I planned to buy a gun. Shoot at their range and then give it to the police. He suggested I sell it back to them instead, and I heartily agreed. Economical. If they would let me photograph myself with it there, the gun need never leave the store. Steinberg filled out the background check paperwork, which, according to most historical anti-gunners, doesn't exist because you can buy these M47s with no background check. Again, a leftist impression. He went on to say, a reporter in Philadelphia bought an assault rifle in 7 minutes. 40% of the gun transactions in the U.S. have no background checks. Here, I had paperwork. A federal form asking, was I an illegal alien? No. Was I a fugitive? Again, no. Had I ever been convicted on charges of domestic abuse? No. He lied. Handed over my credit card, $842.50 later, and another $40 for the instructor to acquaint me with the gun. And then came the news. At 5:13, Sarah from the Maxim called, said that they were canceling my sale and refunding my money. No gun for you. I called back, why? I don't have to tell you, she said. I knew that, but I was curious. I wasn't rejecting my government. Sir, what is it? She said, I'm not at liberty, she said. Gun dealers do have the right to refuse sales to anyone
usually exercised by people who seem to be straw purchasers. I told her I assured her that they wouldn't sell me a gun because I am a reporter. She denied it. But hating the media is right behind hating the government as a pastime for many gun owners. See, he wouldn't take responsibility for what he knew he had already done. They damn you for being ignorant and hide when you try to find out. A few hours later, Maxson sent the newspaper a lengthy statement, the key part being it was uncovered that Mr. Steinberg has an admitted history of alcohol abuse and charges for domestic battery involving his wife. Think about this. He lied on the application. Oh, he wasn't convicted. So alcohol abuse, he was charged with or had a problem with or was arrested for? He was charged for domestic battery involving his wife. So he's a wussy. God. I can't stand it. He goes on to cry about being singled out, thinking that the same policies don't apply to everyone else, and then blaming the evil, shady gun industry. No, you're a wussy. That's why you didn't get the gun. Because you abused alcohol. Because you beat your wife. That's why. It has nothing to do with the evil, shady. You know what? This is how much of a hypocrite these people are. If he had got the gun, if he had squeezed by, if they had given it to him because they didn't want to put up with his garbage that he was going to write in the paper like he's writing garbage now, and then he went off and shot his wife after having a few drinks, they wouldn't have blamed the alcohol. They wouldn't have blamed his past abuses. They wouldn't have blamed his inability to control himself. They would have blamed the gun again. He went on to say, well, didn't see that coming. Were that same standard applied to American public, there would be a whole lot fewer guns sold. Besides, they knew I planned to immediately sell it back to them. So there's the thing, really. If they wanted to play a game, knew that they were going to send it right back, he was going to sell it right back to them. All right, I need to calm down. He's going to give me a glass of water. No, not vodka, but water. I'm Joe, senior host. You're listening on GCN Live. We're coming right back. Don't go far. I still got a lot of energy left.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, again, a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, I love this stuff. I mean, I love the stuff you guys are throwing at me, so keep it coming. Seriously, there's so much crazy stuff out there. We could really do the show for 6 hours a night and never catch up. I wouldn't want to do this longer than I'm doing it already. But I'm just saying, there is so much craziness going on out there. There are so many things that are going on out there that we would have a hard time keeping up with. So let me finish this reporter who gets denied when he's trying to buy a gun in Illinois. And he's denied the gun, according to the gun sales joint, because he's got a history of alcohol abuse and domestic violence. And when he pushed the gun shop, they finally, I don't think they told him, right? They sent the letter to the newspaper that he worked for, telling them, or the magazine that he worked for, the news outlet that he worked for, telling them why he was denied. So, He went on to believe that he went on to say and believes that they wouldn't sell him a gun because he was a reporter, but she denied it. He agrees or thinks that the... And, well, I guess he's right, right? Hating the media is right behind hating the government. Actually, I would put the media first. And they damn you for being ignorant. He goes on to say, when you hide, being ignorant, and then you hide. All right. They damn you for being ignorant, then hide when you try to find out. Got to read that backwards. So he goes on to cry about being singled out, thinking that the same policies don't apply to everyone else. And again, blaming the evil, shady gun industry. It goes back to what I was saying in the last segment. If they had given him a gun, and even 5 months later, if he gets drunk, shoots up the family, the neighbors, maybe even the local liquor store because they wouldn't give him what he wanted, it would have been a gun shop. It would have been the gun industry's problem. And he doesn't think the same standards apply to everybody. He said, okay, Maxson has had his chance to offer the reason. Now I'll say what I believe. Here we go. Do we have violin music? Now I'll say what I believe. The reason is gun manufacturers and stores that sell them make their money in the dark. Congress, which has so much trouble passing the most basic gun laws, passed a law making it illegal for the federal government to fund research into gun violence, except for the week or two after the massacres. The public covers its eyes. Would-be terrorists can buy guns. Insane people can buy guns. But reporters, that's a different story. I wonder how many reporters actually own guns. How many of them would actually say it? How many would fess up to it? I love this. Would-be terrorists can buy guns. So if you're a terrorist in training, he thinks you can get one. But I guess if you're an actual outlaw terrorist, you can't. Insane people can buy guns, but reporters, well, that's a different story. Gun makers avoid public publicity because the truth is this. They sell tools of death to frighten people to make a fortune doing so. They shut attention because they know if we saw clearly what's happening in our country, we demand change. And I don't know what's happening. I have no clues of what he's talking about. Right? Insane people, you know why insane people can buy guns? Because there's no way to find out that they're insane. You can't post that stuff up on a... it's not part of the history. It's nothing you can get to today. And I don't think... Is there a box on the forum for terrorists? Because there's no way to know if somebody's a terrorist unless they fess up. You know, hobbies, terrorism. Yeah, it's here, right there. Check that box. It's stupid. The guy's just whining like a little wussy boy. Seriously, it has to be their fault. No responsibility for what he's done in his life. No responsibility for what might be keeping him from this. I mean, really, does anybody really believe? Right? Does anybody really believe that the only reason they didn't sell him this was because he was a reporter? Because I don't. I'm not buying for a second. And as somebody says here in the end of the article, can you imagine if he bought this and then he went nutso on it? Then the headline would have been, look how easy it was for a known wife beater and alcoholic to get a death machine. You can't have it both ways, people. You cannot have it's what I've been saying all along is you cannot have total freedom and total safety. It's almost impossible. Right? Well, at least I believe so. Okay. Crazy. We're going to have a boatload of crazy stories. Now, first of all, what is this? In Pennsylvania, the Gateway School Board, I mean, it's about time we've seen something like this happen. They are in an area where there's problems.
This is a Democratic-controlled area. I should say Democrat-controlled. There is a difference. Now, the Gateway School Board takes student safety seriously, so they're putting armed police officers in all schools. No, we're not talking about militia or making it look like the military. The board voted 7-2 on Tuesday to hire several retired police officers to help two trained officers who currently patrol the district's seven school buildings. Now, the new plan will place eight part-time officers in the high school and keep them on full-time in one middle school. It also adds two part-time officers at one middle school. And it also add two part-time officers at each of the district's four elementary schools. Isn't that terrible? Well, first of all, it's terrible that we have to have armed guards on our schools. That's disgusting. But you watch some of the liberals are going to go out of their minds. Why kids should have to be around guns? It's better they should be on the butt end of a gun, don't you think? Instead of having the gun barrel face it, put in their face and being asked what religion they are or what they believe in. You know, it was really funny because I don't remember what school shooting it was. And there was no outrage. I love this. Wasn't the shooter asking them if they knew Jesus? Yeah. And if they were Christian, if they knew Jesus, he shot them. But there was no outrage. Where was the outrage? Where were the Christian flags all over the place? What are those little things they put on Facebook, the icons, one of those? I don't even know what they're called. But where's your little picture? What? The profile pictures. There you go. See? Right? Where was all the profile pictures with the Christian flags on there? There weren't any. Why? Because the left are a bunch of hypocrites. That's why. These guys went on to say, overall, it's the safety of the kids, the safety of the staff, the safety of the teachers. Great idea. I mean, if you don't really believe that guards with guns, policemen with guns, shouldn't be protecting our kids, then maybe the ones on the street and police cars should give up their guns, too. They should just drive around with maybe sirens on, and hopefully it'll chase away the riffraff. Because, you know, according to Barbara Boxer, once the criminals figure out that nobody's carrying guns, they'll put theirs down, too. It's only human nature. She said that, for real. Board President Chad Stubart told a local news source, this is really just making sure that as a board, we're doing everything possibly we can to keep our kids safe. Stubart said the board members included the plan to add officers in the district balanced about the $71 million budget, a move that follows other districts in the area that have done the same. So it must be there must be problems there in that area. Now, the board voted 7-2, so they have a 9-person board. Why the two would not? I'd love to know why the two. Let's see if it's in here. The assistant principal, Glenn Rayner, who lives in Monroeville, told the board at its Tuesday meeting that his school district made the same decision in 2012, and it's provided peace of mind for the parents and the students. Right? He went on to say the best way to defend our kids was to make sure that guys who were well-trained, who had the ability and were armed, could face any threat. It's a great idea. Others who attended said, do we really need this? We've got a problem with guns, and the way to secure buildings is not to have somebody in there with a gun. There's a moron shining beautifully, isn't it? It's not someone. It is a trained police officer. It's not someone. And I don't want this to happen. But God forbid that this fellow's daughter, that somebody breaks into the school and put the gun to this guy's daughter's head, and he was the one that told him no guns in school. I would imagine what that would bring down, right? You guys have got to get over this. You have to protect your kids. If you're going to protect them against somebody with a gun, you have to at least have a gun to protect them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Up next hour, you don't want to miss them. Corey Duncan joins us. We'll be back in just a few minutes.